And we thank you for that. We thank you for the opportunity to encourage one another. Because sometimes, as we mentioned in the prayer concerns, people need a special touch from you, O Lord. Intercessory prayer is important. But more importantly, we need to learn to talk to you ourselves, to pray, because we have access to you in the precious name of Jesus. But we do like to pray for others and ask for a prayer of intercession for them, that they might not only find the joy, the peace, but also challenges in this old world. Thank you for this little church known as Bethel. 1834, been proclaiming the gospel in this little area. That's a wonderful thing. Oh, have we made mistakes in not being perfect and didn't grow like we should or different things like that? That really don't matter, because this little church has been true to the gospel ever since that group of folks down there at Bethel Pond gathered. Farmers, all kinds of people gathering at a Brush Arbor meeting. Loving one another, caring for one another, breaking bread together. You know, eating is a very important part of our relationship with God when we come together. That's why we always ask the Lord's blessings upon the food that we eat, because we are always in communion with you. And we just hope and pray that everybody knows and has felt this peace. But Father, we know that just sometimes we just need to come to you and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I messed up. And I thank you, knowing that you forgive me. And it's a simple thing to just ask, Lord, forgive me. Forgive my sins and keep me back on the right road. Because it's not a sprint, this thing called life. It's a journey with the end result of eternal life. Trust and obey, for there's no other way, is what the hymn says. And we give you the glory this morning.